Morning. This is Pastor Ed Rice, Good Samaritan Baptist Church. We're having a snow day today, December 20th. And again, I wanted to go ahead and see if I couldn't get something on Facebook anyway for our morning worship. And then I'll try and get this evening worship on something too. But I appreciate again that we could gather together this way, I hope. And we'll see how a recording goes on my antique computer here. Let's go ahead and start again with a word of prayer together. Father, praise you and thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you again, Father, that we could worship on a Sunday. Thank you for this Sunday, and pray again that you touch and bless, encourage, cause again, Father, that we could hear from you. And Father, as we would gather, though separated, I pray again, Father, that we could have audience in your presence and worship your Son and lift up his name. I pray again that you touch our time together and touch again, Father, the worship of your Son today. We love you. Thank you again, Father, for answered prayer. Thank you again, Father, for your bounty and blessing. And pray again now that you just watch over our Sunday, keep our folks safe. And Father, thank you again for road workers that I saw out this morning, even trying to scrape the roads and get some sand in place. And I'll pray again that you just bless them richly for their efforts, and bless again as we stay home today and wait for your weather to clear out of our state. And we'll praise you now and thank you for your love for us. Touch our time together. Touch your scriptures. Touch again each member of Good Samaritan Baptist Church this morning, and we'll thank you for your hand on each one. Well, let's go ahead and start out by singing a couple songs together again. So I'll try and get songs y'all know. But let's start out with one of my favorite Christmas songs. Everybody likes to take a holiday. Everybody likes to take a rest. Spending time together with the family, sharing lots of love and happiness. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say, Jesus, we remember this, your birthday. Celebrations come because of something good. Celebrations we love to recall. Mary had a baby boy in Bethlehem. Greatest celebration of them all. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say, Jesus, we remember this, your birthday. Jesus, we remember this, your birthday. Jesus, we remember this, your birthday. Praise the Lord. It is Christmas time, and I tried to sing this last Sunday. Let's give it a shot one more time. O come, Emmanuel. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourned in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appeared. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, thou King of all the earth, that we may share thy wondrous birth.
come rule our heart and mind and will, that we thy precept may fulfill. O come, thou wisdom, Son divine, our weakened will to thee incline. And shed thy light o'er life's dark way, lest lured by sin we go astray. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, thou rod of Jesse free, thine own from Satan's tyranny. From depth of hell thy people stay, and give them victory o'er the grave. O come, thou day spring, come and cheer our heart divine by thy goodness. O drive away the shades of night, and pierce the clouds and bring us light. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel.
Praise the Lord. The coming of Emmanuel is foretold in his first advent, as we've been studying all through Christmas. But boy, it's foretold again for his second coming as well. And that's included in that song right there, O Come Emmanuel. Well, praise the Lord. I can look out my window here from my study and see that it's still snowing. And we're still stuck in our driveway. And so I appreciate again that we can worship on this Lord's Day just the same. Sing this song if you know. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing with exaltation. Oh, sing, ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory. Word of thy Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
rib fries, the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So I appreciate again as we get together here
to worship together, at least that again, we've got other means of contact again, and appreciate that Dave Johnson doing his Sunday school lesson. I hope you tuned in to watch that this morning. And I was rooting that he'd see a deer, hopefully, during that hunt session, or Sunday school session, but I had a good time with that and appreciate again Dave doing that. I didn't realize how much work is involved in doing these. Of course, I don't have a smartphone, so it makes it a little bit more challenging. And I still haven't figured out how to do Facebook Live stuff. But we're trying again to do a recorded Zoom meeting here, and appreciate again that we could get together with y'all and worship on this Sunday morning. So again, this Wednesday, again, our Wednesday prayer time, I think it's going to work best for us to move it to Tuesday night. I was going to go ahead and cancel. We're headed off to another church on Wednesday night. But again, I thought, well, we did have some cookie exchanges, and I love cookie exchanges. And so that was supposed to happen this morning in church. But again, let's go ahead and try and meet, weather permitting, again, on Tuesday night for our midweek prayer service at 7 o'clock at the church house. And as many as can come out then, we'll go ahead and try that and see how that works. We'll stay in touch again if that don't work out. And then again, we have Christmas coming on this week, and appreciate again getting together with family against all the advice of all the pandemic and all the fear mongers again that's going on. I encourage you again to be careful, but boy, fellowship with family and rejoice again in what Christ has done through this Christmas time. Wish somebody a Merry Christmas and tell them a happy Holy Day again. And let's go ahead and lift up the name of our Lord Jesus Christ through this Christmas time. Appreciate again that we can just worship and spend the whole month here of December looking at the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to do that again here as we would look at God's word and the visiting of the wise men. We've been going through the Advent candles. And again, as we do that, we can go ahead and see the four Advent candles. Let me look them up here because I don't have them. Again, the four Advent candles that we've been going through here for the whole month. We started in the prophecy candle, looking at all the biblical prophecy of the first coming of Christ. Then the first week of Sunday of December, we looked at the Bethlehem candle, and looked at, oh, little town of Bethlehem. Then we looked at the shepherd's candle and reviewed that. And we're getting to the wise men here again. Somehow we have the angel's candle next that I didn't get in there. And so we want to look at wise men still seek him in this Christmas Advent season of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we'll do that here in just a moment, and appreciate again that we can go through that. If you want to catch those slides, they are available on our webpage /Advent. So if you just put in our webpage and then gsbaptistchurch.com/Advent, and it brings up all of those messages that we had listed there for our Advent candles. I want to go ahead and sing one more song here before we go on. I was surprised that this song is not in our new hymn books. It is in our old hymn books, and I missed it so. And I don't think a Christmas song or any other song is Christian until it mentions something that Christ did, particularly his salvation message. And so I wrote a couple verses to this favorite song again of mine, and we'll see how they rhyme as we try and fit them in here this morning. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carol play, and mild and sweet the songs repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
I thought how as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along, and the broken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bell more strong and loud. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men. For God so loved the world that day, he sent his son to take away the sin and hurt that does pervert. The peace on earth, goodwill to men. When you receive him as your Lord, he tunes your heart, adjust each chord. And now you stay on every day with peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolves from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Praise the Lord.
You have a Bible, let's open it up to the book of Matthew.
Book of Matthew, chapter 2, gives an account of the wise men. And let's go ahead and look at that. And go ahead and share some things about wise men. I said the theme of this is going to be wise men still seek him. And so let's go ahead and look at some scriptures. Matthew and chapter 2, the Bible says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these sayings, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes and the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Let's have a word of prayer together. Father, praise you again and thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you again for the miracle of the birth of your only begotten son. Thank you that you sent him, for you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Father, we praise you for that. And as we worship today, we thank you for the everlasting life that you put in our souls and quickened in our lives, that we could again, Father, be Christian, be born again. And I pray again that you'd accept our worship and bless these scriptures as we'd consider them a little today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. So we have here again the wise men, and I like to say that wise men still seek him. I want to look at some things the wise men knew, and I hope to spend a lot of time doing that, but the wise men saw some things as well, and I want to cover some things that the wise men saw, and then what the wise men did. Of course, we know that the wise men still seek him. Wise men still study him. Wise men still see him, and wise men again still worship him. So I'd encourage you again to be mindful again that we're to be wise through this Christmas time again. We just read what the Bible says about the wise men. They knew the King of the Jews, Messiah, and they knew, Messiah simply means the anointed one. Let me give it to you in Hebrew. It sounds like this. Messiah. Let me give it to you in Greek. It sounds like this, Christ. And again, in English, we've transliterated straight from the Greek, the Christ, the anointed one of God. They saw his star in the east, and they did come and worship him. Herod sent them to Bethlehem again, and Herod had the wrong idea about the birth of the child, but he did have them look up Micah 5:2 that says, "Thou Bethlehem, though thou be least, though thou be least among them, out of thee shall come my ruler." And so notice again here that the wise men, as they sought him, had a copy of Micah. They had, again, a copy of all the scriptures again that Daniel would have had when he was in the east. And so he, again, had copies of all the scriptures, and all the scriptures were transported out of the promised land into the Babylonian captivity. And so the wise men had copies and a knowledge of everything that Daniel had. They were roughly exiled in the Babylonian captivity at about 600 BC, and exactly 70 years, like to the day, 70 years, they returned. And so that would have been about 530 BC. And so they had all the scriptures that were available in 530 BC available to them. And we need to learn to rightly divide the word of truth as well as these wise men did. They came again and talked to the king, and the king showed them Micah 5:2 from his scribes, not that he knew any of it. And again, that Christ was to be born in Bethlehem. This is miraculous, again, that he was a Nazarene, but he was born in Bethlehem, and he came up out of Egypt. We already looked at all that prophecy that was fulfilled. Understand that they knew what Daniel knew about the Lord Jesus Christ, and Daniel knew a lot. Daniel 9:1, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he should accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem, and I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. So there's some things that Daniel knew because it was revealed to him. And so the wise men knew, even because of Daniel's testimony, they knew that there was a coming Savior, Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between the woman and thee and her seed, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So they knew that there was a Messiah coming, the anointed one of God that would be Savior from sin. Genesis 12:3, they knew that he would be at the seed of Abraham. They knew, again, that they should take careful regard of scriptures. And I'm thinking probably they know that better than the church does today. But the Bible says, and we need to know for sure, that all scripture is given by inspiration and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. These are not just stories in the Bible. They're not fables. They are precious, infallible, inerrant, verbally inspired words of God, and it would behoove us to keep that in mind. They knew that the Messiah was to come out of the tribe of Judah, from Genesis 49. They knew that he would sit on the throne of King David and spring from his seed line, 2 Samuel chapter 7. They knew that King Nebuchadnezzar knew that he was the son of God. I like this. Psalm chapter 2, remember that was written by David. That was, again, probably 700 years before Daniel again here. And the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Again, in the Hebrew Bible, that's Messiah. It's the anointed one. It's the Messiah and the Christ in the English and in the Greek. So they took counsel against the Lord and against his anointed. And then it says, verse 7, I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son. He's speaking to the Messiah. He's speaking to the son who's going to come. Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Jesus was to be the only begotten son of God. The Christ was to be born of a virgin. It says in Isaiah chapter 7. Again, that, and they had that scripture available to them from Isaiah. And so they knew that he would be born of a virgin. And they knew again that he would be of the seed of woman, even as it says in Genesis. They knew that he would have certain names ascribed to him: Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And we knew again, they knew again that he would have the government set upon his shoulders. And so when they came to worship the king, they knew a lot more than, I would say, quote, Christendom acknowledges today. They knew again, all these things about the coming Messiah, that they came at the time of his birth. And they even knew the timing of his birth because of Daniel chapter 9. And so that they knew he would be a foundation stone, it says in Isaiah 28. They knew that he would be a stumbling stone, it says in Isaiah 8. They knew that he would take the iniquity of us all, it says in Isaiah 53. They had a copy of Isaiah 53. Would to God we'd pay more attention to it today. And Christ died for our sins. And we need to know that and acknowledge that. Yea, we need to preach that. I wish my neighbor knew that much about the Messiah. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God said, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Are you saved? He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Either you're saved from condemnation or you're living in condemnation. Believeth not is condemned already because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. That is indeed what we preach as the gospel of Jesus Christ. So what the wise men saw, again, we know that they saw a star in the east. This by no way acknowledges the worship of stars or the astronomy, astrology, again, where they think that the stars you were born under makes a difference in your personality. No, that's all Hedonism, and it's all wrong, and it should not be followed at all by Christians who follow the Christ, not the stars. And so they saw the star in the east. That was a sign from God. Notice again that a lot of people spend a lot of time trying to say that it was different planets moving around. And I've seen several of the explanations, and I like some of them even. But again, this star was miraculous. And we see again, according to God's accurate word, that it indicated the house where Jesus was. And so again, it's more than the motion of planets or some supernova or something like that that men try to ascribe to it. So again, they they saw the star. And so again, when we look at all the signs of the heavens, you got to think of Psalms 19 to say the heavens declare the glory of God. And his firmament showeth his handiwork. That firmament, again, is that space that contains all the stars of heaven. So we worship him, and it shows his handiwork. And here it showed those wise men, particularly the very house where Jesus was to be found. And then let's look at what the wise men did. They brought their gifts. How am I doing for time here? They brought their gifts and they worshiped the infant child. And we need to do the same. We need to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our God. They brought the gold, the frankincense and myrrh, each of them, again, symbols that we can look at around this Christmas time to understand that Jesus came in order to die. And again, he is to be worshiped. We're not to worship angels. There's appearances of angels in the Bible, and they rebuke men for worshiping. We're not to worship men. Remember, Paul and Silas came to Athens, and again, they wanted to worship them and sacrifice to them, and they rent their clothes and said, no, don't worship man. But the Lord Jesus Christ accepts worship because he's more than man. He is God in the flesh. And so we have several verses here that indicate the worship of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is worthy of our worship. The Christmas worship of our Lord Jesus Christ is precious. Wise men still seek him. Wise men still study him. Wise men still see him. And wise men still worship him. Father, how I praise you and thank you that we could spend a few minutes together. I pray your blessing on the scriptures that we looked at and on our worship as we meet as best we can in a blizzard, and pray again that you'd touch and bless each of our folks in a special way, even as they tune in and as we contact them. We'll praise you now and thank you for your blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So the Lord bless you today, and you have a very Merry Christmas. And I appreciate again that we could share some of these truths with you. And we'll get together hopefully again over Zoom or over Facebook and see if we can't keep each other merry and faithful and rejoicing throughout this Christmas time. Lord bless you for tuning into this, and Lord bless you today.